Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about a book that honestly might save your next argument. It's called Just Listen by Mark Goldston. So Sophie, have you ever been in a conversation where you're making total sense, but the other person just won't budge?
Oh, all the time. And that's exactly what this book tackles. Goldston is a psychiatrist and business consultant, and his whole point is that you can't get through to anyone until they feel heard. It sounds simple, but the way he explains it, with the brain science behind it, really changes how you think about communication.
Right. And he starts with this idea that when someone feels attacked or criticized, their brain literally goes into fight or flight mode. The amygdala takes over and the rational part of the brain just shuts down.
Exactly. So no matter how logical you are, they can't hear you. They're not being stubborn on purpose. Their brain is just not letting them process what you're saying.
That explains so many arguments I've had. So what's the first step to breaking through that?
He calls it the buy-in effect. People are way more likely to listen to you if they feel you've listened to them first. You have to prove you're on their side before they'll let you guide them.
Okay, so how do you actually do that? Like, what's a concrete technique?
One big one is mirroring, or what he calls the empathic echo. If someone's upset, don't tell them to calm down. Instead, you reflect back what you see. You say, "You seem really frustrated right now," or "It sounds like you feel like you're not being heard."
And that works? Just saying that?
It does, because it signals to their brain that you're not a threat. You're not judging them. You're just acknowledging their reality. It calms the amygdala down, and then they can actually start to listen.
Yeah, I've tried that with my kids, and it's wild how fast it changes the tone. Instead of "stop crying," I say, "You're really upset about this," and they actually start taking a breath.
Right. And there's also paraphrasing, where you say, "Let me make sure I understand. You're saying that." And then you summarize their point. It forces you to actually listen, and it gives them the satisfaction of feeling heard.
That's great for arguments. But what about when you're dealing with someone who's just completely shut down or hostile?
That's where he brings in the power of the F word. And no, it's not that one. It's feel. When someone's being irrational, you connect with their feelings first. You might say, "I get the feeling you think I don't care about your input."
That's bold. What if you're wrong?
If you're wrong, they'll correct you, and that opens a door. If you're right, they'll feel this huge sense of relief that you finally get it. Either way, you've broken the wall.
Okay, so what about giving feedback? I feel like that's where I always mess up.
He has a method for that too. It's a soft startup. You affirm the relationship first, like, "I really value our work together." Then you describe the specific behavior, then the impact, and then you ask for their perspective.
So it's not just, "You missed the deadline." It's, "When you miss the deadline, it caused the client to lose confidence."
Exactly. It separates the person from the problem, so they don't get defensive.
And he talks about the 90-second rule, right? That when someone's flooded with emotion, it takes about 90 seconds for the chemicals to clear.
Yes. So during that time, you just listen and empathize. Don't try to reason. Just let them vent, and after about 90 seconds, they'll come back online.
That's so practical. I'm going to start counting in my head next time my wife is upset.
Just make sure you're actually listening, not just counting.
Fair point. And what about dealing with people who are in denial? Like, they just won't accept reality?
He says you lead with empathy. You validate their hope first. Like, "I really admire your optimism." Then you gently introduce reality. "I'm worried about what happens if we can't deliver. Can we talk about a backup plan?"
So you let them save face.
Exactly. And that works much better than just shoving the truth in their face.
The whole book is really about shifting from me versus you to us together, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the core. And he's clear that these aren't tricks. If you're not genuinely trying to connect, people will sense it and it'll backfire. You have to be authentic and even a little vulnerable.
So for me, the big takeaway is that the best communicator isn't the best talker. It's the best listener, and that you have to make someone feel safe before they can hear you.
That's it. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. But the heart of it all is this: to be heard, you first have to listen, make them feel seen, and their walls come down. We'll see you in the next one.